Rick Ziegenfuss.
Brian Caperton.
Randy Hayes.
Heath Francis.
Devin Huff.
Kendall Hayes.
Ron Newton.
And our audience.
Michael Woods.
Brad Tyler, this is Europe.
Jones, I understand you have a partnership.
Carlos Hoffman.
All right.
And Mike Woods, he's my new assistant city engineer with us now. He started about 4 months ago, so.
Welcome.
First item on the agenda, the approval of old minutes.
Move to approve.
Second.
Have a correction. On the second page, it says Ron Newman seconded the adjournment and I wasn't here. Whatever that might have been, if you remember, the last meeting. On the second page, last paragraph, Randy Hayes motion to adjourn the Kenny County Board meeting. Ron Newman seconded.
Yeah, he wasn't here.
He wasn't here.
I think, was it Devin that did it?
Can't meet now.
Sure.
I think it was Devin, yeah.
Sure.
I'll
read
it
back. Okay, so would we, we approve it off that record because we did.
Actually, I'll rescind my motion.
I'll rescind my second.
Perfect.
I'll make a motion to approve as as amended.
I will second that motion.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to approve as amended. Discussion? None. Those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Minutes are approved. So agenda to be any old business.
Kendall's turn.
Yes, I would like to renew, if you guys will have me, I would like to renew my term.
I tried to
turn your app into the commission or let them know. They're the ones that have to approve.
I talked to Leslie and I told her that we had spoke last meeting and that we were going to mention it in this meeting. So.
Yeah, and I tried to hold up to try to get for sure what steps we need to take. I talked to...
We need to recommend you forward. From this meeting, we need a recommendation to extend your term. Okay, I don't want to make every motion, but I'm going to make a motion to extend Kendall's term.
I'll second it.
Have a motion, a second to extend Kendall for...
And send this forward to the commission for approval.
To the commission. Those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed, same sign.
I need to raise the same sentiment. I was indicated by Leslie that my term was, and I was out of here December 31st. So I went ahead and applied with the application. When in doubt, go ahead and apply.
Yes.
So here's a copy of the correspondence that you might want to send along. Hopefully you'll do a recommendation for me also.
Okay.
I would like to serve again.
And I will move that Ron Newman be recommended to the board.
I'll say appointed.
We have a motion and a second for Ron to be reappointed, sent to the commission. Any discussion? Seeing none. Those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Same sign. Motion would carry.
No one voted against you.
Thank you, gentlemen. Thanks for the nomination and the second.
I believe that was the only two that was...
Should be, because that's
how
it turns.
All right. Any other old business? All right.
I don't know whether to take the railroad project up under old business or new business, because it's some of both. With
whichever you prefer.
Maybe we can start with that discussion. I just want to make sure that progress is being made with the transload center down at Hollister, the Hollister transload center. Going to be off the new turnabout down there. The first leg of completion won't reach out to the railroad. How far is it from there to the railroad?
Over a mile, maybe half
a mile. That's
about half a mile, so it'll probably be in the next phase. Just to keep everyone abreast, because there's been some progress made on it, solely because the Zeigenfuss has been following this and tracking it very close with SEMCOG. And
is the SEMCOG representing anything?
I thought they were going to give an update.
Aishwarya received her citizenship, and so she was able to return home for the first time in several years, because now that she's a citizen, she can travel. If you're a green card holder, you can't travel. So that's why she's not here. She is traveling.
Going to do a lot of seed planting, and probably from here on out, every meeting I'll take a minute or two to talk about that project, because it's fastly heating up. Since the approval of the $555 billion budget that's just been forward, it's going to be a dog and cat fight all over the country, not for just highway projects, but for rail projects. President Biden favors rail, both high-speed rail, transit services, freight services, and this falls under the freight side. But the Genesee and Wyoming, I want to keep that name in mind to everybody, because they're the godfather of the rail project. They met with us on Rick's invitation 5 years ago down in Hollister, and they came loaded for bear. They came with a written agenda. After our meeting, and there's mutual interest in a transload center, that's what they're in the business for. They're there for industrial development parks, as well as in sidings, as well as transload centers. And upon Rick's request, even formed some layouts of track, different alternative sites. They went right immediately to the mat of developing, because that's what they do day in and day out. Their job is growing the business for Genesee and Wyoming. And they are the largest short line operator in the United States of America. They have 120 railroads. If you look at the second page here, you'll see those are industrial park sites, but they may include also the transload centers. But you see, they're sprinkled throughout the United States, coast to coast. And it's whereby the systems that they've got there and interchange with other major carriers, they interchange with Union Pacific, Norfolk Southern, all the rest of them, the big carriers. But if and when we get that transload center built out there, it's going to be a piece of the puzzle for the future to get those containers that are at the Long Beach right now where they need to be. We'll have our role, Grantsville will have its role to play in that. So that gives you an idea of who they are and what they're doing. They were recently went private. They're on the trading of the New York Stock Exchange now. That was just a year ago. They had a financial arrangement by which they took over. So they've got deep pockets, well-heeled, and this is the business that they're in. And they're interested in us. Mr. Phillips was very...
Kevin Phillips,
very cordial. And established a rapport with Hollister. And so Rick has got his direct line of communication. They send out this flyer that's on the front page. And all you have to do is you can go online and see it, or you can get added to their electronic mailing if you're interested in having staying abreast of what's going on with them. But that leads over to the third page there that shows how deep they're into this. This is just the Missouri North Arkansas Railroad, which owns all this trackage out there all the way from Kansas City to Arkansas, that runs right by the Hollister Depot and the Branson Depot. That's Missouri North Arkansas Railroad Short Line Operator, which is owned by Genesee and Wyoming. So there's some interplay with middle ground that needs to be informed, and if and when we start processing for funds and want to get their involvement approval, they need to be, somehow we need to get newsletters out to them or letters to them, keep them abreast of progress made, because they're the owning railroad. And they say what goes on out there, bottom line. But Genesee and Wyoming is their godparent. But they've got these 15 facilities already in place, transload facilities, and you can see where they're at. Carthage is their headquarters for the Missouri North Arkansas. Again, they run from Kansas City all the way down to Arkansas. And Carthage is their headquarters north of here. They've got operators. We pack transload there, that's in yellow, is an operator. So they go in, they help develop the property, they put the tracks in. Of course, they're looking for funding from any sources, and that's our responsibility to seek that out, no matter where that might come. And then they get the operators. And of course, somebody has to vest into it that's going to be making the dollars there. But they have no problems getting investors, because you can see they've already got all these sites. Most of these sites are like gravel instead of general merchandise. We're going to have a niche market down there in Hollister for the industrial park that's on by Kirbyville. And they already ship all over the United States, inbound and outbound, by truck. But they can lower their costs by using this facility that we're talking about. So just again, another update just to keep you posted on the bigger picture. And SimCog has already started processing for funds for, is it a, how many years, is it just the 1 year or the funds that they're going after right now?
They update that annually. And so what I presented the other day was the annual, this is the 22 update that I presented.
This was actually, Rick has done all the heavy lifting of working with Genesee and Wyoming to get these estimated costs. You can't do anything going forward with the project, SimCog or anyone else, unless you've got an idea when it's going to happen, what needs to be done, and what's it going to cost. So Sheriff's first question to Rick was, give me some cost numbers, and Rick went back and did the heavy lifting to get those numbers. These are not perfect numbers. I've listed them as preliminary. They've already been submitted to SimCog, and hopefully at the next meeting we'll get an update of where they're at with applying for the funds that they've got already. This is not part of the $550 billion that's coming on down the pike. Because the current administration is going to want to get things done quickly before they move on to the next election, you can bet that there are already people loaded at the gate to do the planning. So that's what Rick and Shara and all those are trying to do, be loaded with plans in place, which we've already got for this, the preliminary plans, and they've been cost estimates. We're talking roughly a $4 million facility. It will be a rail dock, a truck dock, but it's also going to have availability to air freight from out the airport. It'll all have to be planned and integrated, and I'm sure Genesee and Wyoming and Missouri North Arkansas Railroad will be developing those plans or their business plan. Once it gets underway and approved and the funding. First thing is to get the funding, but we're getting definition to the project. So as it builds, I'll keep you posted meeting by meeting, because it's going to ramp up. I believe it's going to ramp up fairly quickly for the competitiveness if we're going to be in the running for it, which I think we will. There's so much funds out there available for infrastructure. And this is going to be a gathering facility. Storage will be able to store. People have difficulty keeping things in route, and they need storage charges. So it's going to be a revenue generator for this area. Whoever ends up operating that facility, storage charges, that'll be a big thing. In addition to the transit charges across the United States, there'll be storage charges. So that's a once over lightly. Any questions? A
couple of comments here. Eric Kirk is a name that you guys may not remember, but he was the head of MoDOT's multimodal. And he's been promoted up in the chain. So when you need a friendly, someone, a multimodal voice up in MoDOT headquarters, Eric is still there and he's been promoted. Secondly, they published, it's got a November date on it, the high priority unfinanced projects in the state of Missouri as Tier 1, Tier 2, Tier 3, and multimodal. and the transload facility.